When the opportunity presented itself, we traversed to the field. I wish we could have gone sooner. I am a greenskeeper. My apprenticeship takes 20 years to complete. 25 for most. I am in year 12. It is a privilege to caretake this sacred land. Once the fires, the floods, extraordinary temperatures, unpredictable ice led to daily destruction, we devised a way to protect the ecosystems that were succumbing to humanity's disasters.
Glass
houses.
Large scale, impenetrable, magnificent glass houses.
They are utilized for many ecosystems. I am a greenskeeper in a field glass house. 10 prairie fields are preserved.
I know I wasn't supposed to. I know what the penalty would be. And I know I shouldn't be telling you now.
It is illegal to linger in the glass house alone. We work in no less than pairs. Latex gloves coat our hands. Leather boots confine our feet. The ceremony in how we tend the field is stifled,
unromantic. Scientific.
Our mantra, we protect the field, we serve the field, we keep the field alive. I do not wish to stir feathers, yet it's a clear night. No smoke or smog, a rarity. No one enters the field at night. We know the penalty of unnecessary entrance outside the glass houses. There are trees to breathe, water to drink, food to eat. We have enough, but it's far from flourishing. I find myself outside the glass house. I slip off my boots, tuck worn socks inside. I open the door, sweet smells, stillness. This land
is holy. I recall a line from an ancient story I read in the Daily. He danced through the grass, gloriously alive. So, I dance. My naked fingers wander the blue-stem prairie grasses. My body consumes the field. To love so deeply and fully but never embrace. Now I can touch her. Now I can feel her. I pluck a violet as I find my way to the ground. Laying on my back, I look up. The stars meet my eyes. Violet feels like rubbery paper. Huh. And I just lay.
And lay, and lay, and
lay.
And lay.
And lay,
and lay, and lay on my land.
And lay. And lay.